Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson. Singer Dinah Washington was known as the Queen of the Blues, and Quincy Jones came to be called simply Q in tribute to his elementary influence over much of American popular music in the latter decades of the 20th century. In the mid-1950s, these two icons teamed up for a series of classic jazz vocal recordings such as Blue Gardenia and I'll Close My Eyes. We'll hear those recordings and more in the next hour, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song. It's Q and the Queen, Dinah Washington with Quincy Jones, coming up next on Afterglow.
Show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you, if I had you by my side, baby. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb a snow-capped mountain, swim the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be the queen, yes, the queen uncrowned. I'd be humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do, Lord, if I had you. If I had you by my side, I could be a queen, dear uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I wouldn't do, you.
Dinah Washington singing Quincy Jones' arrangement of If I Had You, featuring Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, and Wynton Kelly on piano, from the 1955 LP For Those in Love. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and this time around on the program I'm featuring recordings that singer Dinah Washington made with Quincy Jones when Washington was in her prime and Jones was an up-and-coming arranger in the mid-1950s, Q and the Queen, on this edition of Afterglow. Right now we're going to hear from two present-day up-and-comers, singers Jose James and Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. James has been slowly building a reputation since the release of his first CD, Dreamer, in 2008, drawing on influences that range from classic jazz to hip-hop. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant grew up in Miami, the daughter of a French mother and Haitian father, and studied classical music voice in France before taking a jazz turn and going on to win the 2010 Thelonious Monk Award in the vocal category. Her 2013 major label debut, Woman Child, garnered her a high number of rankings in both jazz fan and critic polls. We'll hear her rendition of Mack Gordon and Harry Revel's There's a Lull in My Life from it. First, Jose James singing Andy Razeff and Don Redman's Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You on Afterglow.
Makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in the world too good for a girl that's true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Yes. Fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, big Cadillac car and everything. It's love that makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in the world that's too good for a girl, that's true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? For Christmas and a diamond ring, big Cadillac car and everything. It's love that make me treat you the way that I do. Yes, gee, baby, the way that I do. gee, baby, am I good to you? Nothing in the world too good for a girl, that's true. Gee, baby, am I good to you? Fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, big Cadillac car and everything. It's love that make me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, am I good to you, my baby, sweet baby, my baby, sweet baby, my baby, sweet baby, my baby, and I good to you. Gee, baby, gee, baby, gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Just a void, an empty space, when you are not in my embrace. Oh, there There is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops, but the pain in my heart that keeps burning, keeps burning. Oh, oh, oh. There's a lull in my life. No matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can mend the ache in my heart, the call of your arms, the lull in my
Cecile McLaurin-Salvin performing Mack Gordon and Harry Revelle's There's a Lull in My Life from her 2013 CD Woman Child, and Jose James and pianist Jeff Neve before that doing Andy Reziff and Don Redman's Gee Baby Ain't I Good to You from the 2010 CD For All We Know. In 1955, singer Dinah Washington was 30 years old in the prime of her career and moving upward, having first found the spotlight in the 1940s as a singer with Lionel Hampton's orchestra and then as a solo act. She was recording for Mercury Records, and the label told her that they wanted her to work with a name arranger with commercial appeal. Washington replied with an expletive that she had a name for them, and his name was Quincy Jones. Well, in 1955, that name didn't really mean anything. Jones was a young jazz trumpeter. Like Washington, he was from Chicago, and he had spent some time with Lionel Hampton's orchestra. He had come to New York City from the Berklee School of Music and was looking for professional work, and he would always credit Dinah Washington for giving him his first break in the music business. The two had met at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, and Washington liked the arranging work she'd heard Jones do for other performers. She also liked Jones in other ways, initiating an affair that would help bring about the demise of the young arranger's marriage. In the studio, the two created a masterpiece, the 1955 LP For Those in Love, which featured Washington with top-rate jazz talent of the time, and which led to further Washington-Jones collaborations. While the musicians and Jones's arrangements helped elevate the album into the pantheon of late-night classics, it was Washington's vocals that carried it most of the way. She had a voice that was like the pipes of life, Jones wrote in his autobiography. She could take the melody in her hand, hold it like an egg, crack it open, fry it, let it sizzle, reconstruct it, put the egg back in the box and back in the refrigerator, and you would have still understood every single syllable of every single word she sang. Every single melody she sang, she made hers. Once she put her soulful trademark on a song, she owned it, and it was never the same. Here's Dinah Washington with Quincy Jones doing You Don't Know What Love Is on Afterglow.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues. Until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you flipped your heart and you have lost. No, you don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of reminiscing. Take for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. No, you don't know what love is. Cannot live yet never dies. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. No, you don't know. If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot, it's just to tell you that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend. Thank you. whisper and look. I could write a preface on a how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot, it's just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers that as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend. Crying. Last night I saw you crying in my dreams, and I hope I know just what it means. It means you're still feeling lonesome for me. I love you. Our future can be brighter than it seems. For although you're all alone and blue, I've had some awful lonesome moments too. Although our lives have drifted apart, we'll be together again. And when that happy day is here and I'm close to you, dear, you'll know that your tears weren't in vain. Ooh, stop crying. For crying just means you still believe we're really through. What you couldn't if you only knew how many lonesome nights I've cried for you. Your tears were not in vain. Ooh, baby, stop crying. For crying just means you still believe we're really through. What you wouldn't if you only that I've been crying too.
Dinah Washington singing the Quincy Jones Lynyrd Feathers song You're Crying from the album The Swingin' Miss D, and I Could Write a Book and You Don't Know What Love Is from the album For Those in Love, with arrangements by Quincy Jones. I'll have more jazz ballads and American popular song in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan in downtown at Kirkwood and Grant. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stumpner's Building Service, family-owned and operated since 1982, StumpnersBuildingServices.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Coming up later on, I'll be featuring more of the recordings that Dinah Washington and Quincy Jones did together in the mid-1950s, the meeting of two icons of American popular music. Right now, music in this next set from pianist Bill Evans doing a Jerome Kern Leo Robbins song from the 1946 film Centennial Summer, Up with the Lark. And we'll also hear from saxophonist Charlie Parker's once controversial foray into recordings with strings, his take on the song that I use as Afterglow's theme, Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's Dancing in the Dark. First, singer Mark Murphy in 1975, singing some rarely heard lyrics to an American songbook classic. As Murphy commented later on, looking back at this recording, it almost came out sounding like a new song. Mark Murphy and Body and Soul on Afterglow.
Life's dreary for me, they seem to be long as years. I reach for the sun, but I see none through the tears. Your heart must be made of stone to leave me alone. When you could make my life worth living by simply taking what I'm saying. My days have grown so lonely, for I have lost my one and only, my pride has been humbled. But I am hers, body and soul. I was a mere sensation. My house of cards had no foundation. Although it has tumbled, I still
lies before me. The future looks stormy. A window of gray, alone. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic. An echo of a tale that's been told to all. My life revolves around her. Ah, what earthly good am I without her? My castles have crumbled, but I am hers body and soul. Oh, I am hers body and soul. Still am hers, body and soul. Never give up with her, no.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker and Dancing in the Dark from Bird with Strings, The Master Takes. We also heard pianist Bill Evans Trio in 1979 performing Up with the Lark from the Paris Concert Edition 1, and Mark Murphy starting us off with the standard Body and Soul from his 1975 album Mark Murphy Sings. I'll close out this edition of Afterglow with more of the recordings that singer Dinah Washington made with the young arranger Quincy Jones in the mid-1950s. Washington and Jones would work together again at the beginning of the 1960s, but the possibility of any further collaborations ended with Washington's sudden, unexpected death at the age of 39 in 1963. Both of the songs that we're going to hear, I'll Close My Eyes and Blue Gardenia, were memorably featured decades later in Clint Eastwood's 1995 film adaptation of the novel The Bridges of Madison County, although it was Washington's later version of I'll Close My Eyes, re-recorded for the Roulette label, that made it onto the soundtrack. But here's the reason why Washington chose to re-record the song in the first place, the strength of her original version with Quincy Jones. Dinah Washington and I'll Close My Eyes on Afterglow.
Heaven sends a song through its doors, just as if it seems to know I'm exclusively yours. Knowing this, I feel but one way. You will understand it too in these words that I say. I'll close my eyes to everyone but you, and when I do, standing there, I'll lock my heart to any other caress. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay if you're not there. To share each lovely day and through the years, those moments when we're far apart, I'll close my eyes. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay, Lord, if you're not there. To share each lovely day and through the years, those moments when we're far apart, I'll close my eyes. Oh, and see you with blue gardenia. Now I'm alone with you, and I am also blue. He has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near his heart. After the teardrops start, where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed, yes, they're pressed in my book of memories. For an hour, what more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, and then the petals fell. Blue to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories, but pressed in my book of
I closed with Dinah Washington performing Quincy Jones's arrangements of Blue Gardenia from the album For Those in Love, and I'll Close My Eyes from the CD Jazz Around Midnight. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar and from Stumpner's Building Service. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me again next week for a standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.